Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Have you ever wondered to yourself, how do I get good with money? And have you ever wanted to get good with money, but you're not too sure which areas to focus on, which areas to stick to, which areas to master, I should say? Well, this episode is called The 3 Money Skills to Master If You Want to Become Wealthy, because there are only 3 areas. And a lot of people can get confused because they will focus on mindset. But generally speaking, the thing you desire most will be found in the place you least wish to look, which is in the action taking, not in the thinking. Most people get confused and think, well, I've got to improve my money mindset, so I've got to think about money and think and think and think and think. But the more you think, the less you do. The less you do, the more you think. The more you think, the less you do. The less you do, the more you think. And you get into this, you know, this weird place where you're just thinking about getting good at money, but you're not actually getting good at money. And so the 3 skills to master to get great with your money and master your money are these ones, which is what I want to share on the show today. And so if you can do this, or these 3 things, and execute on them and take action, you will produce evidence that you are great with money. Evidence. And evidence is seeing, and seeing is believing. And people say, well, how do I improve my money mindset? Well, you have to see evidence that you're good at money. So how do you get good at money? 3 ways. First way, and certainly the simplest thing to do to start with, I believe, and that is to manage your money. And what I mean by that is you don't actually manage money, you manage your behavior. I've said this before in different episodes. You don't manage money, you manage your behavior. Money doesn't do anything. It's inanimate. It just sits there. It's what you do with it, your behavior that matters the most. And so when it comes to managing money, it's about, well, what behaviors do I need to manage to keep more of it this month? Or what behaviors do I have to manage and what actions do I need to take to make sure it's going to the right places this month and I'm spending it in the right areas? Because spending money is not a problem. It's what you're spending it on that could be a problem, right? And it could be that you're just spending too much as well. So you just rein it back. So what are the things this month you're going to change in your own behavior that's going to allow you to command and tell your money where to go or where not to go? That is the most important first step, and that's called money management, and that is the first skill to completely master when it comes to money. Because if you can't do that, it doesn't matter how much you make. If you can't do that, you can't even invest and multiply it because you don't have any of it. You know, people want to plant a money tree, but they don't have any seeds. And the seeds come from your shifting in your behavior as to, well, I need to have some spare cash. I can't have that because I'm out of control with where I'm sending my money. I've none left, right? And so money management is the first skill. And it's a skill of sitting down quietly every month, every fortnight, every week, and looking at your bank statement and deciding on that's where it's going, that's where I'm going to stop it going, that's where I'm going to send it. And you're in control. You're the master, okay? You're not the slave to your money. You must become the master. And so the skill set is more disciplined approach to sitting down quietly and looking at your statements and having a conversation with your spouse about, hey, honey, this month, we're not going to go and eat at that restaurant. We're not going to go and do this. We're going to do this and this instead of that. That's just all you're going to do. And you just start to shift your behavior because you looked at your bank statements, okay? Now, the second skill to master when it comes to your money, the second skill is being able to multiply it. And what I mean by that is when you're good at managing it and you have some left over, you've got to put it to work. Now, I've done so many episodes on this show, on the Money Grows on Trees podcast, about where to put it. But for example, if you put it into buying a home and paying your mortgage off, wonderful. Good idea. That makes sense. Okay. If you want to buy a property investment and do that, wonderful. Makes sense. Just don't bite off more than you can chew. If you don't want to get into debt and you don't want to buy in the property market, particularly at the moment, if you feel it's a bit overpriced or richly valued, or well, most assets are richly valued at the moment, you could take it and you could invest it. You could put it into stocks or bonds. Now, if you want to choose any of those two, I think long-term stocks have always done better. But instead of buying individual stocks, you might buy an index fund. Or you might buy a series of funds. You'll do your research on that. You'll understand what it is. And you'll deploy the capital consistently over time. Dollar cost averaging over time, like a savings account on turbocharge. It's like when you put your money into an index fund over time, Historically, since 1957, the S&P 500 has returned about 10.26% on average every single year. So that's not a bad place. But let's say you put it in there, it's like putting your savings on nitro. And if you just saved your money, you wouldn't get that much because the returns are lower, and also the tax you got to pay on the interest is, it hurts the returns. So let's say you put in an index fund, you let it grow, you let it compound over time. Then the masterful skill of that is to, number one, identify and understand what investment you're going to make, understand the asset, understand it. And once you do that, deploy the money in there over time and be disciplined not to rob the account and start spending it back. Be disciplined not to get into too much debt. Be disciplined not to bite off more than you can chew. Be disciplined not to touch it. Be disciplined not to sell it. Be disciplined to leave it long term. And this is how you master the art of money multiplication, because the asset value will grow over time. You've got to be disciplined in your approach to how you do that. And you have to understand it, because if you don't understand it, and there's a market collapse and it falls and you freak out because you don't know what you own and you lock in your losses and you sell, you're screwed. And that's not how you master money. So that's the second skill, money multiplication. It's where you take cash that you've created and you deploy it into knowable, understandable, simple, scalable assets that produce income, are valuable, and will continue to grow in the future. Okay? Stick with real estate or stocks or a combination, and make sure you understand what you own. The third and final skill of money mastery is making money. And it's the most challenging, I feel, of all the three. And the reason it's the most challenging is because it's the one that makes your behavior shift the most, or it commands you, it compels you to shift your behavior the most. What do I mean by that? Here's what I mean. Making money is an ability to identify a problem that someone is facing and match your skill set up to solving the problem and charging for it. It doesn't matter if you're in a job, you're trading your time for it, but your skill set and your mindset is helping the company solve a problem. You're getting paid for that. Okay? It just so happens you're getting paid a wage to do it. If you're in business, you're solving a problem specifically for someone who's going to pay you to do it. And that's what you get paid for. So your ability to identify problems and acquire skills and deploy those skills is how you make money. But unfortunately, to do that, you have to go and talk to people. And you have to identify their problem, which means you've got to ask some questions. And some aren't going to be ready. So you have to get a little bit rejected. You have to get some no's, and then you get some yeses, and then you have to deliver on it, and then you have to invoice, then you have to get paid, and then you have to do the dance of business, which is what that is. And in its simplest form, making money is generating a lead or a lean-in from someone who wants you to solve their problem, and then you being able to convert that person to a paying customer where they trust you enough to solve the problem and they pay you, and that in itself is money making. And that's what people call business. But the reality is, it's the art of money making. Okay, the art of money getting, as P.T. Barnum used to say in his book, The Art of Money Getting. So that's the most challenging one of all of them, but it's the most important because of this. Your number one wealth building tool is not so much your money management. It's not even so much your money multiplication. In fact, those two things are so important, but it's your ability to make money. So for example, if I was making $100,000 a year and I was wonderful at managing my money and I could manage to live on $50,000 a year and after tax I saved about $25,000 a year, go me, wonderful. And then if I got really good at understanding even simple indexing and that was a smart strategy and I put the $25,000 a year into that over time, I've mastered the art of being able to not touch things and be disciplined and grow my wealth through investing. Hey, let's say I did those two things. Great. I'm compounding my $25,000 a year every year for the next 30 years. Wonderful. Will I get rich? Yes, there's a very high likelihood that I'll get rich. But here's the thing. If I am good at making money and I can make $500,000 a year or $1 million a year net income, as an example, not everyone can do that. So I mean, I'll scale it back. I'll stick with the $500,000. Let's say you can make even 300, 400, 500,000, and you're able to save every year, not 25,000, but 200,000 a year. And you put that to work in an index fund and you compounded that. That produces multiple deca millions, if not $100 million net worth over time. Fact. So think about it. Can you get wealthy by managing money well and investing? Yes. But the lever to move, the biggest lever that accelerates your success and makes you wealthier, faster, for longer, and so forth, is your ability and your skill set to be able to make far more money than the general hourly rate, way above the norm. Because if I'm versing someone who's got 100K a year, manages the money well, invests it nicely, wonderful, and masters those two skills, but I come along and I can make 10 times that and put it to work, my portfolio is going to be so much bigger. My ability to make more money, connect with more people, make a bigger impact is just going to be just, yeah, it's going to trump it completely. So you could be the best investor. You could have this portfolio, but if someone comes along and makes a ton more money this year than you, they can completely eclipse that and 10x it in 1 year. They can build a portfolio faster in 1 year than you may be able to build in 10. So it is a very powerful thing. And even Dave Ramsey agrees that your number one wealth building tool is your income. And so if you're in a situation where you're a couple and you're struggling with a little bit of money, you know, your money situation is in a bit of a struggle, I would suggest that you both look at how you're earning income. Because sometimes one of the couples, for whatever reason, has stopped working and they're wondering why they're struggling along. They're wondering why they're on struggle street. It's because one of you forgot how to work. It's like one of you forgot how to go make money. Because you can get very, you know, comfortable when you're making enough with one income that the other person can stop working a bit. I totally get it. But what I'm saying is if things have gotten a bit tougher from inflation and rate rising and so forth, is that maybe you could consider going back to work, or maybe you could consider working more, or maybe you could consider increasing your skill set and both starting a business. Something to allow you to scale your income generating ability to make more money. And this could be the one thing, this one decision that you do that completely transforms your household finances, because you could be the best money manager and you could be great at investing. But if you're not investing enough, or you're not saving enough to get ahead, then the reality is your income is your best lever to pull. And I just don't think many people are pulling that lever. Maybe they've got comfortable. Maybe they've forgotten how. Maybe there's some trauma in that and it stopped them from doing it. Whatever the thing is that stopped you from going out and making money, I want this episode to be a reminder to you to go to work and make some money, because it will change your life. In, you know, you fast forward 10, 20, 30 years, it will completely transform how you live the last 20 years of your life. If you are 30, 40, 50, even 60, but let's say 20, 30, 40, or 50, you are in your prime earning years. You as an earning center, as a profit center, are at your very best. It's never going to be this easy again with your energy levels and your brain capacity and your bandwidth to make money than it is now in those age brackets. So don't wait till you're 65 to go back to Bunnings and work. Work now. Make the money now. You're the earning center. Both work. Both get after it. Both go for it. Make more money. Make more money and then deploy it. Okay, because you can only get so far managing it and multiplying. You do have to go make money. So spend the time, spend the money, increase your skills, go to learn to craft or make money, the art of money getting. Okay, so I hope that makes sense. It's just a nice reminder for you to understand the three most important areas to get great at when it comes to mastering your money. So how do you master your money? You do those three things, and you do them consistently, and you do them well, and you repeat them, you repeat them, you repeat them. You just keep put on repeat, right? Manage well, multiply it, make more. Manage well, multiply it, make more, over and over again. And what happens is when you start to see savings creep up in your account, you start to see your investment account grow, and you start to see your income levels go up compared to everyone else, you go, hey, maybe I'm not too bad at this money thing because I can see evidence that I'm good here. I see evidence that I'm good there. I see evidence that I'm good there. And if you can see evidence, your money mindset will fortify. Your money mindset will become tough, strong. Your self-belief in your ability to master your money will be there. You'll have validated the fact you are good with money, and you can give yourself permission to say, I'm actually good with money. So that's how you do it. You focus on those three areas. So if you've enjoyed this episode and you need someone to hear it, click the share button, share it. If you're watching it on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, leave us a comment. If you're on Spotify, leave us a comment on there. But thanks for those who have left a five-star review on Spotify. I appreciate you. Thanks for following on YouTube. Jump into our Facebook group, Money Buys Happiness, where our YouTube replays are posted. And of course, share this on your stories and go check out the links in the description on Spotify, on YouTube. Grab my latest book, Money Buys Happiness. I'm actually using it as a stand for this mic right now. And this is my latest book. We got our first print. It's up there. It's epic. I don't want to show you yet, but it's coming out soon. It's called Time Rich, and I'm super proud of it. It's going to come out. But in the meantime, go to moneybuyshappinessbook.com. Check out my latest book on money if you want to start putting these skills, these money mastering skills into practice, go grab the book. All right. And thanks so much for tuning into the show. Look forward to seeing you and speaking with you on the next episode of the Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.